Over the weekend, roughly 50 Black Lives Matter protesters in Douglas County were met with hostility from several hundred counter-protesters who showed up in support of law enforcement. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck was there and breaks down what took place. As a warning, this story contains obscene and offensive language and may not be suitable for all listeners.
Up to 1,000 people in support of law enforcement gathered in front of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office on Saturday, sporting President Donald Trump attire and waving anti-Black Lives Matter signs. Many arrived early in the morning and erupted in cheers when Douglas County Sheriff Dan Coverly arrived. Coverly held a press conference to address the controversial letter he wrote a few weeks ago, which sparked outrage among local Black Lives Matter activists who organized the protest in response. About 2 weeks ago, the Douglas County Public Library Board of Trustees was in the process of drafting a statement in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement, saying that racism doesn't belong there. Because of the library's support of the Black Lives Matter movement, which has called for defunding the police, Coverly's letter told library officials to, quote, please do not feel the need to call 911.
I simply meant that if you don't feel you can trust law enforcement, and the sheriff's office specifically, then don't feel that you have to ask us for help. It's completely up to you. But I never threatened to withhold.
But not everyone agreed with Coverly's letter, including Black Lives Matter organizer Jerome Silas of Carson City.
So the way we feel about the statement is that if supporting the Black Lives Matter movement will have them to not protect you, we want to know how they've been protecting their black citizens.
Silas was repeatedly interrupted by the mass of counter-protesters. Black Lives Matter protests have swept across the country, and with them, a demand to defund the police. Here's what that idea means to Silas.
Defunding the police does not actually mean taking the funds away from the police in order to starve them of resources. Defunding the police means we want you to reallocate those funds. Give us an equitable educational system in which our children can be properly educated.
For Sheriff Coverly, he says he would support money being reallocated to mental health services if it meant his deputies didn't have to respond to those calls.
Asking a police officer to be a psychologist, a psychiatrist, mental health expert is difficult. And we provide training and get the guys the best equipped that they can. But so taking all of that away from law enforcement would be an excellent way to move money over, right?
Unfortunately, this type of dialogue about police reform isn't what took place. Instead, many of the armed counter-protesters accosted the Black Lives Matter supporters by pushing them, yelling obscenities at them, and demanding they go home. At one point, a car slowly drove into a group of Black Lives Matter protesters. No injuries were reported. Carson City native Najee Jackson, who has been attending Black Lives Matter demonstrations in Carson City regularly, says despite being pushed off the sidewalk where they were protesting, the movement remains strong.
We are powerful. We are power to the people. They will not drown us out. You can't kick us out of anywhere. This is a free speech world, and we're here and we're intending to make sure that everybody knows that. You're not running us out of the town. We're just re-strategizing.
But after a few hours of re-strategizing and being constantly on the move, the Black Lives Matter supporters dispersed, telling various media outlets they felt unsafe in Douglas County. The counter-protest organizer, in support of the sheriff, Corey Baird, says it's unfortunate that the small group felt unsafe.
Honestly, if you keep coming back, it's going to be the response, and we got to work together. So what I am trying to do so hard is try to do a community project with their group. That way Douglas can see that they're not all violent. The isolated incidences in Portland and Seattle and all that are isolated incidents.
There was no destruction of property at the protest, and law enforcement did not make any arrests or issue any citations. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.
Lucia Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project.